Good morning. The early commentaries ask, how is it possible that the Chachomim instituted the extra blowing of the shofar during Tfilas Musaf? It seems to be that it's adding to the original mitzvah. We know that there's an issue about Tosef, the Torah prohibition of adding to the mitzvahs. The Rashba answers that the issue about Tosef adding on to a mitzvah is only applicable when an individual adds something of his own accord. However, if the Chachomim instituted it for a specific need, then there is no prohibition, as it says in the Torah, Al pi haTorah asher yaruchu, according to the teachings that they will teach you, shall you do. Meaning that we are commanded to listen to the words of the Chachomim. The Chasam Sofer beautifully explains that one of the reasons that we have the shofar is to inspire Am Yisrael to the acceptance of Malchus Shamayim, the yoke of the heavenly kingdom. What is meant by the O Malchus Shamayim? It's the responsibility to learn and to do mitzvahs. Therefore, when the Sotan hears the first set of tekiyas, which we blow in accordance with the mitzvah of the Torah, he's frightened, but not totally terrified. He still comforts himself, believing that Klal Yisrael will only accept upon themselves the mitzvahs of the Torah, but they won't accept the mitzvahs of rabbinic origin. However, at the time of Tfilas Musaf, when we once again blow the shofar following the instructions of the Chachomim, it is clear proof to the Satan that we regard the words of the Chachomim with the very same reverence as the words of the Torah itself, even to the point that the prohibition of Baal Tosef doesn't apply at all to their words. When the Sotan realizes that we've accepted the yoke of Torah as well as the mitzvahs derabbanan, he becomes completely terrified. Once during the month of Elul, Rav Levi Yitzchok Berditchev was searching for a Baal Tokeya. Yidden from all over flocked to Rav Levi Yitzchok Berditchev to beg for the schus to blow the shofar for him. Rav Levi Yitzchok took aside each applicant and he asked them, what are your kavanas? What are your intentions during Tkiyas Shofar? And each individual enumerated the lofty and the holy thoughts that he would have in mind. Rav Levi Yitzchok then approached a simple Jew who was bent over a sefer in the corner of the Beis Medrash. He didn't have the courage to approach the group of scholars that were huddled around Rav Levi Yitzchok. He asked, how about you? The Yid trembled in the Gadol's presence. He said, Rebbe, I'm a simple Jew. I have four daughters to marry, and I don't have a single penny for a dowry. When it comes time for Tkiyas Shofar, I will be thinking, Ribbono Shel Olam, may the Tkiyas Shofar be according to your will, and may the Ribbono Shel Olam please fulfill my will and send Zivugim for my daughters. Rav Levi Yitzchok Berditchev exclaimed, you have the proper kavanas. You will be our Baal Tokeya this Rosh Hashanah in Berditchev. This has been Rabbi David Goldwasser, bringing you Morning Chizuk. Have a nice day.